It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John. We're finishing out the book of John today. And so please that you enjoy that with me today. We've had a wonderful study of the book of John. So please open your Bibles to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. I was looking at the verse, and we're going to begin at the 20th verse. John chapter 21, verse 20. And so please open that up to your Bibles, and you'll find that it's right. If you find the book of Acts, just back up just a little bit, because it's right there. We'll enjoy the study today. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write us a note, please address it to Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Also, you could visit our website at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. It's wonderful to hear from you, so please that you would visit the website. We have many of the Sunday morning and also the different radio programs on the website. So please that you would visit that if you can, and or if you need to communicate with us, you can do that through the website or through the post office. And so please get to us and let us know if you know Jesus Christ, that you enjoy the programs, enjoy studying the Word. Now, John chapter 21, and we're going to begin reading with the 20th verse. John chapter 21, verse 20. And Peter, turning about, seeth the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter, seeing him, saith to Peter, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, If I will tarry, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testified of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Let's begin with prayer before we start and finish this study in the study of John. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come together, enjoy this time. Please, Lord, that you'll guide and lead us, that your word is proclaimed. It's proclaimed clearly. We've enjoyed this study. It's been such a joy each day, each week that we've been able to come together. Please, Lord, continue the fellowship that we have as believers in studying the Word of God, even though, Father, most of the folks I don't know. Yet, Lord, it's such a privilege and an honor to proclaim your Word that all of us can grow. And, Father, you know, I've shared with you many times that if the teacher... As much if the student would learn half of what the teacher learns when the teacher is preparing a lesson, spending time with you and searching your word, it would be wonderful. And Lord, please that I've learned so much through this study, and I hope those that have listened and enjoyed it with me have learned as well your way and your will. Please grow us and strengthen us now, Lord, as we study your word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, wonderful to be together to study the Word. We look here at a question that John asks in closing out this book in this last chapter. It's kind of a strange question here. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast. And we know that to be John. And John said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Now, when we have this question come, many think, and we've discussed this a little bit last time, that it's possibly Judas would be the one you think of immediately, I suppose, when you think of one that has betrayed. But I don't think in studying this, I have looked at that side, considered that side. I've read folks that believe that Judas was not put to death before this time, and yet we know that many days have passed, and actually 40 days total, when the Lord Jesus returns back to his Father and takes his place at the right hand of the Father. And so as we look at these words that are spoken unto John and unto Peter, and again, some believe that Judas is still present among them. He has not killed himself yet. I don't believe that that's true. I think that this here is a conversation between John and the Lord, and it's concerning Peter. Because you see, Peter denied the Lord Jesus three times, and I think that was the betrayal that John was referring to here. Now, in the past, if you'll remember, we have looked at some words concerning the, follow thou me, and we've looked through these wonderful verses of Scripture, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, and then we went through a section of Scripture that showed us, explained to us what kind of death that Peter was going to face, and it was for the Peter's behalf that he would know that he would die a painful, long-suffering death, and I believe it to be a death of crucifixion as the Lord Jesus. Tradition tells us that Peter would not be put to death as the Lord was, and so he died upside down with crucifixion. Now, that's just tradition. We know here, according to the Word, that it was by the form of crucifixion. Each time the Lord told Peter, follow me, and so do not look to the world, do not look at how they're treating you. You proclaim your word, you follow me. Now, if you'll notice here, after some of this conversation in the 22nd verse, it says, follow thou me, and so the call goes right back out to Peter once again. But as John asked this question concerning this, this which is he that betrayeth thee, I know that Peter here in verse 21, he continued a question about John then. He said, Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? And so Peter comes back then after John asks a question. Peter comes back with another question concerning John, so it kind of goes back and forth. And as I just said, the answer that Jesus gives is that you follow me. Follow me. Now, as they go back and forth with this conversation here, let's back up just a little bit to the question that John had concerning the one that betrayed the Lord Jesus, which Peter did. He denied him three times. And if you'll look that word up, the betrayeth, I do not believe that it's referring to Judas. I think it's referring to Peter. And John is wondering, he's sitting there and very close to the Lord Jesus all the time that this conversation between Peter and the Lord Jesus is going on. And he's wondering, Peter, are you dying such a death because you denied him? Is that why? And I think that was part of the question. And then Peter, when John asked Jesus that question, then Peter came back with the next question and says, you know, John has been so close to you. He's been so faithful to you. He said, what's this man going to do? Was the question, how's this man going to die? Or was the question, what special things do you have? And did Peter look at this type of death as being a blessing? Because the Lord said, with your death you're going to glorify me. So did Peter ask, you know, hey, here's John. John has been faithful to you. He's never denied you. He has been so close to you. What special part is he going to play in this? What kind of death is he going to die so he can glorify you? What kind of life is he going to lead so that he will glorify you? Peter was asking for John's behalf, because it seemed like that John was asking for Peter's behalf. And I hope that I've kept all those names straight as we've talked about this, so that I haven't confused you or gotten mixed up. Sometimes I'll do that. I'll interchange a couple of names back and forth. But the conversation between John and Jesus concerning Peter, by his death, why, and then Peter comes back and says, you know, Lord, what about this man? What about John? How's he going to die? Was that the question? Or what kind of life is he going to lead? How is he going to glorify you? He's been so faithful to you. There was another, you know, another question that's put into place here. And so in all this conversation back and forth, the Lord Jesus said, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? So I believe that Peter was even referring to when's John going to die, or how is John going to die? And instead of him answering that question, Jesus said, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? In other words, Peter, what does it matter about John? I've told you about you and how you will glorify me through your life and through your death. Now, what are you asking about John for? What's that to thee? If I choose to let him live till I come again, what's that to thee? Now, look at that answer. That's quite an answer. You know, sometimes when we start to ask some questions here, we kind of put our nose where maybe it shouldn't be. Jesus didn't answer the question. He just said, you know, if I want him to live till I come back. And you see, he's not returned. So John would be 2,000 years old. But that wasn't what he was referring to at all. Jesus was making a point. Peter, what's that to thee? Follow me. Follow me. So many times we get tied into, we get involved in programs, we get involved in things that's going on at the church so much that we lose sight of the person Jesus Christ. You know, in years past, I've been involved in building programs. I've been involved in some building programs that concerning the church, that the goal was to build a building. Just to have everything perfect, whether it be the carpet, the pews, all those things. And their focus was totally set on the building. And then I've been involved in building programs where the full focus was set upon the Lord Jesus Christ and winning souls. We had to build a building because we needed it. Because we needed some place to bring these people that we had won for Jesus Christ. Now you can imagine the difference between the first building program divided the church because, you know, everybody couldn't get along, whether it would be the color of carpet or the color of pews or the size of the building or the walls. It was always a battle going on because it was not Christ-centered. It was upon a building, just something. Well, over here, the point was that it was set upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The building was something we needed, but who cared? Just, yes, we did it very nicely, so it looked very nice. But if someone else said we needed a different color carpet, that's fine, because it's just a building. It was wonderful to see that. And the building was built, and the building gave us some place to bring these people in to grow them in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see here, many times, it depends on what we're doing. Peter was losing sight here, and really so did John. John kind of was asking a question. Peter returned it with another question, and Jesus just told them both. It was kind of directed towards Peter, but I think both of them was to hear it, and we're to hear it. Follow thou me. Please don't get tied up in what this man is doing or is not doing. Pray for him that he will bring honor and glory unto the Lord. Help him to grow in however you can. But please, these questions, some of the questions and the statements that are made is a waste of time. Jesus said, look to me. And in these two building programs that I gave you an example of, one was they were looking unto the Lord Jesus. We were following Jesus. The other one, it was something that we were building this great temple, so to speak, and it was going to be a wonderful place, but it was not built centered upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Both were churches, but two complete different goals, it seemed like. Peter and John here at the very end, you know, at different times, why the sons of thunder wanted to know who was more important, who will sit on the right hand and the left hand, you know, silly questions, foolish questions. And the Lord Jesus here, he kind of clarified the answer. He said, Peter, no matter what I do with John, if I even keep him alive and he doesn't die until I come back, what's that to thee? It doesn't matter. You know, we stick our nose sometimes into somebody else's business. It's good to be concerned, but too often we mind somebody else's business and we're not minding our own. And so, please, it's easier to mind somebody else's business than to mind our own and be doing what we're supposed to be doing. And I think here at the very end of the book of John, the Lord Jesus is clearly saying, you mind your own business, keep your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, pray for others, care for others, be concerned about others, but mind your own business. In Romans chapter 14, verse 4, has a nice verse of Scripture for us to read. 14:4, Romans chapter 14, verse 4. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. Care for your own. Don't be judging somebody else. You know, it's so easy to see what somebody else is or is not doing. Look to your own. Look to yourself. Are you supporting the work in your local church the way you should by your time and by your money? Are you caring for that, or do you have so many things going out in this silly little world that we think we do live in, but we think we have to occupy our time with, that we don't have time to spend the time we should with the Lord Jesus in His Word, and also what that causes us to do when we don't spend time with Him. We begin to look at other people and criticize them or question what's going on. And Jesus very clearly says, you know, what's that to thee? Follow thou me. What does it matter? What does it matter? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, for sufficient is the day. You know, we get enough trouble on our own. We don't need to be looking into somebody else's business and getting in trouble there. And so if you want to cause trouble in a church, you just start putting your nose in somebody else's business. If you want to help a brother or says, well, I'm just helping them, get your nose out of their business and put that time to prayer. Pray for them. You know, we think we have to speak. We have to make our voice known so that people know where we stand. It's good to speak the Word of God. It's good to speak with the wisdom of God. But be careful that you are doing just that. That you are not trying to help someone that doesn't really need help. Oh, maybe they've fallen away, and instead of just putting that to prayer, going by quietly to see them, brother, is there something wrong? Can I help you in any way to bring you back into the fellowship? Sister, is there a problem here? Can I help you in any way to bring you back into the church, that you may study the Word of God? You know, as we go about to build the church, we need to not only win people for the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got some verses of Scripture that I hope to today that we can look at very quickly, if time allows, some very precious Scriptures through the book of John. And so we need to do one thing. Just very simply, I'll tell you once again, then we'll move on. Jesus said to Peter, what's that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that the disciple should not die. This disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, ye shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? You see, Jesus didn't say, but look at the words and how the people went right on again. They went on throughout the area saying that John is not going to die. No, that's not what was said. Be careful. Be very careful that you don't read something into the Word of God. We have many religions today that have done just that. Years ago, I had some questions right after I was saved, and I took it to a person that had been in this church for many years, and I said, you know, I read this, and that's not what it says. Now, why can't we just believe what it says? Well, the answer I received, and I've said this many times, and it really bothers me that people will blindly follow folks that says, I know that's not what it says. I know that's not what it says, but you don't understand what it means. In other words, the words that it says isn't what it means. Well, why not? I'm just a simple person. And I want the Word of God is simple and clear that anyone can come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved by reading the Word of God. Why are we saying that something that is written and yet that's not what it means? I know what it says, but that's not what it means. I'm sorry, that's what it says and that's what it means. Now, if you belong to a group of folks that do just that, you go through and study the Word of God, and all of a sudden you realize that there's a doctrine that your church stands upon, and it's contrary to what that says. And they says, well, you're not educated. And that was one of the things. You had to be very educated to even read the Word of God, this church said. Now, I'm sorry. You do not need to be educated at all. I hope that you can read, and if you can read, and I'm a very, very poor reader. I would say close to illiterate when I graduated from high school. I do not enjoy reading. I do love reading the Word of God. I read nothing else. You know, so many people read all these other books, so that's fine. I don't. I read the Word of God. I study the Word of God. I let the Holy Spirit teach me God's Word. And when that's what it says, that's what I teach. Well, here they're taking something that had a little bit of truth to it, and they changed it. And that's what today we've seen so often happen. Don't do that. Stand upon the Word of God. Stand upon the truth. Do not add to it. Do not take away from it. But stay very carefully. The power is in God, not in man. So let's rely upon God, and let's trust in His Word, and not upon man's word and man's changes. Do not misinterpret God's Word. Look to that Word. Study that Word. And if something doesn't make sense to you, then prayerfully continue to read that precious Word, asking the Holy Spirit to guide and to lead you. And He will. He will guide, if you know Jesus as your Savior. Now, if you don't, there's only one place that the Spirit's going to bring you, and that's to the cross of Calvary, that you may be saved and begin. That's one of the problems, is so many people today, even preachers today in the pulpits, do not teach nor believe in a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. So you see, they're not saved at all, and they stand upon the Word of God. They say they do, they proclaim the Word of God, but they put their own little wrinkle to it, because you see, the Word of God is nothing to them because they are not saved, born again. They do not have the Holy Spirit within them. Maybe that's you. You said, Larry, I read the Word, but it means nothing to me. Come by faith to Jesus today and be saved. Then you'll begin to walk that walk and enjoy this time. Again, be careful not to follow man and the tradition of man. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay with the words Jesus said, follow thou me. John finished it out here. This is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things. This is verse 24 of the final chapter of John. And we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. What a beautiful close to the book of John as we enjoy this time together. And you know, it is wonderful to read and to study and to look at the way that John closed it out. He closed it out that don't be worrying about somebody else. Be concerned, pray for them, but get your nose out of there and get it over here and follow thou me. I don't know that there could be any better instruction to any believer than those words, follow thou me. You know, we have enjoyed this study, and we have been in this study of John for a little over 2 years. That means that if you have been with me every time that we have come together to study this book, the book of John, that we have acquired about 50 hours of study. 50 hours. Can you imagine that? Of review and study of one book of the Scripture. It's been wonderful to spend that 2 years together with this book. And as we're going to continue in a study in another book, please that you will join us next week, next time that we come together to do that. But before we close with the book of John, and thinking of all these hours that we have spent together, I would like to go back through John very quickly. I don't know that we've got enough time to go through all of them, but I have went through from the beginning of John to look at some very special verses of Scripture. And let's go back to John chapter 1. And the reference here in the 25th verse of the last of the book of John is that, you know, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. So we have such a beautiful part here, and please that you look with me now, and I'm just going to touch a few verses in the close of this book, but some are in the very beginning. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And if you'll just continue down, all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of the world. Now, most folks think that God the Father created the world. The third verse tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ was the creator of the world, the Son of God. Now, if you would move then with me to the 14th verse. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, all speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 29 of chapter 1. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Beautiful verses of Scripture. I'm not going to speak much of them other than just to go through them. We have in the second chapter the wedding of Cana of Galilee. And I know that you remember that beautiful story. The third chapter, verses 3 through 6, is one that the devil hates and I love, and that's John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus said unto him, meaning Nicodemus, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Please, that when you look to the Word of God, you know that you must be born again. You must come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved. Please trust Him today. John chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Beautiful verses of Scripture. Chapter 4, verse 48. Jesus said unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Is that you? Remember, as we've went through these verses of Scripture, chapter 5, verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Look at how many times these precious verses. Verse 25, John 5, 25, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is come and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Will you hear the voice of God because you have come by faith to Jesus Christ? Please, you're dead right now. You're dead in your trespasses and your sins. Chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Chapter 7, verse 38. Chapter 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, I'm going to have to quit there, and I've got probably 30 more that I wanted to read for you, but we're out of time today. Please join us next time as we come to continue the study in the Word of God. But wasn't it wonderful studying the Gospel of John, learning about the Lord Jesus? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?